Well, very good evening all. After 2 week 36, it feels only appropriate that we have a week 38 on the podcast. Thank you for joining in to the Fendrian podcast. It's another quiet week in the off season, but we've been very very busy as usual. We've announced our second partner. Following the announcement of the Fenland Trust a couple of weeks ago. We're obviously delighted to have them on board. And we are now happy to announce our second partner is another local business enterprise. It's Leica Pro Clothing, which is based out of Ramsey. Originally started up doing Ramsey Cycling Club. And have now branched out and are growing, and we felt that it was really important that we backed a local business. And Leica Pro Clothing will be available soon. We're pretty close to launching our new design, which will be a variation on the silver kit with the gold and lime hoops of last year. We will be unveiling something slightly different when we reveal the third and final partner to be on that jersey. The kit will be taking an historic nod at some old cycling memorabilia. So whereas this year's kit was fairly classic, some might say Raffa-esque, next year we're going slightly different. So I'm looking forward to sharing that on the website pretty soon. There is a new page on the site, http://fendrian.eu, with a little bit about our partners, and if you find your way onto there, you can actually get an exclusive heads up before it's on the podcast of who the third and final name to go on our jersey will be, along with our own, of course. So what have we been up to? Lots of indoor cycling. We've suddenly, from nowhere, the weather has turned fairly unpleasant around this sort of area. I went out early before the sun came up at the weekend, and found that actually it was really, really difficult to get out there, cutting through the ice on the roads. I know a lot, certainly here in Huntingdonshire, a lot of the roads aren't being gritted. What can you say? You know, whatever. That's the council's decision. We're not here to politicise. What we are here to say, of course, is that obviously reduces some of the training time, because I actually got a couple of miles from home and thought, this is not very good if I'm doing some sprints. So ended up on the turbo. And Sunday the rain was beating down off the garage roof and off the conservatory roof. So I thought, okay, I'm going to tough my session out. And actually, I'm finding there's a lot more precision, or I'm finding that I'm a lot more precision to my training based on the turbo. You can be, even with the power meter, even with the fact that I'm riding a single speed, I'm finding that it's a lot easier to hit the numbers than it is maybe out on the road in the winter. So interesting, something to ponder. Training suddenly started going a lot better. So hopefully I've broken the back of some of the miserable grim rides that I've had in recent weeks, and I'm back to some level of performance ability. Fingers crossed. The other things that we've been up to is we've been watching a hell of a lot of cyclocross on the bike channel. Really loving the cross again this winter. I don't know if anyone saw the one from the unpronounceable name, the women's event. Not from San Nicolas, the one that's kind of paired on the bike channel repeats with that one. You know, our bike channel like to put the repeats and stuff on. It began with a J, but it was really hard to pronounce. Anyway, I found that course amazing. It was the one that had the really steep, almost sort of scree slopes where the riders were kind of pedalling one-handed to keep their balance. It was that steep. It also kind of went down like a barrage. They'd built a sand section, and there was a really excellent like pirouette thing into the middle of the course that kind of pirouetted back out with a bridge. Fantastic, really innovative course. It kind of got me thinking, you know, could there be that level of innovation to make cross as popular in the UK, or is our winter cycling fix dedicated to the track? Now I get the feeling, you know, that, and we'll obviously come on to the track, but the track, probably the boards, the indoors, the we're going to go a bit more maybe down that route than some of the other than some of the other nations around the world who like their track cycling, you know, and we are going to come on to the Ghent Six now, but they like their track cycling, but they also have a culture of the cyclocross. Interesting. So we shall see. We shall see. On to the Ghent 6 day. And of course, there's been a lot said and a lot spoken of Sir Bradley. I couldn't help but feel really fantastic for him and Cav for getting the win. But especially Bradley, you know, in his birthplace on the anniversary of what would have been his father's birthday. It just felt, you know, it just felt like it had to be. Now, there will be people that argue that lap that they bought in the last five or six laps of the race, that the lap that they got was potentially bought, or yeah, whatever. It was exciting. You know, as a family, we sat and watched that last sort of 20 minutes, and that was a particularly exciting piece of bike racing, and one, you know, probably one of the best pieces of bicycle racing of the year. Potentially, you know, what could have beaten that 5 minute launch of attack with the speed of Bradley and Cav following it up? Not much. Has Bradley retired? You kind of almost hope, I know this is an awful thing to say, but you kind of almost hope yes, because what you don't want is for him to go and come back and go and come back. You know, he's either retiring or he's not. And while I like the idea of him turning up, rocking up at a Club 10 that I will be, you know, potentially could be riding, I do think that'd be bloody brilliant. But, you know, it's not necessarily, it's you know, he's either retired or he hasn't. This whole kind of like not making a decision is kind of, for me, that's more irritating than the asthma medication. But, hey, who am I to judge? The final bit of business to attend to this week is a bit of local business in terms of a big debate going on at St Ives Cycling Club at the moment regarding their weekly 10 events, and it seems to be kind of like almost like a malaise. Is malaise the right word? It almost seems to be, you know, like a feeling generally that we seem to be lots and lots of people riding bikes and getting involved in actual cycling, but not that many people that want to go on and organise things. So, my it's not for me to judge or talk about that, because we talked about it before on the podcast. My feeling is that it shouldn't be down to the same people to do the same level of volunteering. That's my feeling. So, if you can help St Ives in any way, have a look at their website, get in touch via their, you know, by their website, their Facebook or whatever. If you are interested in doing almost like a race promoting job for a summer for them, that's what's required. Okay, so that's all for this week. Kind of ranty in some ways. Hopefully informative still. We'll be off and in touch in the next week, where we'll talk about the last partner, and hopefully by then on the website we'll be able to give you the kit design. In the meantime, thank you everyone. Keep in touch. Search Fendrian on Facebook. It's at Fendrian EU on Twitter. Share. Let your friends know. Listen to the show. Download it. Share it. Get as many people out there talking as possible about local cycling, with that little international twist as well. So, not much else remains for me to say other than stay safe out there, because the roads are dodgy at the moment. You're as likely to get blown off by a storm as fall into a pothole or some ice. So be good, be safe, and let's talk again next week. Thanks for listening, and bye bye.